let's start our discussion of Shavuos Daf Lamed Zayin. We are now in Perek Shavuos HaPikadon, and again, this week's Shiurim are L'Refuah Shleima, Eliezer Baruch Ben Bina, Eliezer Baruch Ben Bina, L'Refuah Shleima. Okay, we did the Mishnah yesterday, the Perek Shavuos HaPikadon. Again, this is another Perek in our Masechta that has all the Mishnayos listed at the beginning of the Perek, as we had a couple of Prakim like that in Perek Aleph and Perek Beis. And now we get into some of the details of Shavuos HaPikadon. We've learned the comparisons and the contrasts between Shavuos HaPikadon and Shavuos HaEdus and Ashamos. Right? Shavuos HaPikadon crosses many different worlds. It crosses the worlds of Asham, the five Ashamos, Asham Gezelos, the first one on the list. Asham Gezelos, Asham Meilos, Asham Shecharufa, Asham Nazir, Asham Mitzora. So it's in the world of Asham, but it's also, of course, in the world of Shvua. Shvua Sa'edah, Shvua Sa'bikadah, Shvua Sa'bitui. And it's also in the world of Gzela, or Geneva, right? Because it is denial of having somebody else's property. So there's really three different worlds that Shvua Sa'bikadah can be discussed in, and it is discussed in Mesechah Shvuas, and in Mesechah Baba Kama, and elsewhere. So each one of those has to be analyzed, each aspect. And now we'll start with the Gemara in the beginning here of this short perek, this 2.5 blot perek of Shavuos HaPikadon. Rav Acha bar Huna, Rav Shmuel b'rei d'Rabba bar Rav Chana, Rav Yitzchak b'rei d'Rav Yehuda. All of these great rabbis, Tanu Shavuos b'Rabba. They were all learning Shavuos b'Rabba. They were learning Masechah Shavuos, like we're learning Masechah Shavuos in the Yeshiva of Rabba. Pagabu Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana met them. Amar Lu, and he said to them the following question. You're learning this in the Yeshiva, so I want to ask you a question. Hizid b'Shavuos HaPikadon v'hisru bo mahu. What happens? We learned yesterday that the Shavuos HaPikadon is even by Mezid, right towards the beginning of the Mishnah. We said, Chayev al Zadon Shvua v'al Shigagasa im Zadon HaPikadon. You're Chayev al Zadon Shvua, you're Chayev a Karban, Shavuos HaPikadon, Asham Gezelos, and you're Chayev on the Shogeg im Zadon HaPikadon. Meaning if I didn't know that I was Mechuyev a Karban, we spoke about that earlier in the Masechta, even though I knew obviously what I'm doing is wrong, but I'm not chayev if everything is shogeg, if I don't remember that I have the item in my possession and I swear. So that was the discussion of the Mishnah. Ask the Gemara, but is that the only thing that you're chayev? Hizid b'shvuas hapikadon v'hizribo. What if I'm mazid and I got hasra'a? I got hasra'a. That if you lie and swear that you have somebody else's item in there, so then you're going to be chayev. So mahu, what is the halacha? What's the question? As we'll see beferish in the Gemara in a minute, are you also chayiv malchus? Right? We know there's a katzav of asham gezelos, but does that also come with malchus if you got hasra? Kivan de chiddushu, do we categorize this as a chiddush? Why? The b'chala Torah, lo ashkachan mezid, de maisi karban, v'hacha maisi karban, because in general we don't find a avera b'mezid that brings a karban. And here, there's a karban broad, so lo shna asrube, v'lo shna lo asrube, so then maybe the fact that you can bring a karban even mezid, so it shouldn't make a difference. There's no malchus here. The Torah says, no matter what, you have a karban. So is that how we should understand it? When the Torah says karban, it only means when there was no hasra. But if there was hasra, it's malchus instead of a karban. Or if there is hasra, would we get malchus and karban? Chiddush, we like to quote the Tosfos in Yevamos, Daf Zayin or so, where chiddush does not mean something that I wouldn't have known without the Torah writing it. Because after all, most mitzvahs of the Torah, what I would have known tzitzis without the Torah writing it. What? Tzitzis is never called a chiddush in the Torah, in the Gemara. Tefillin is never called a chiddush in the Gemara. Most mitzvahs I wouldn't have known without the Torah. Chiddush means davar hasoser esaklal. Chiddush means something that goes against the rest of the rules of the Torah. That's chiddush. So the Gemara says, Basar B'chalav is a chiddush. The Gemara says, Edom Zomin is a chiddush. Why? Because it goes against, usually I should say Edom Zomin, based on other rules, let's say, Ede HaChasha is called Trey U'Trey. You're stalemate. You have two against two. All of a sudden, Edom Zomin, you believe the second ones instead of the first ones. Wow, why do you do that? That's against the normal rules of what we would say the Torah holds. Basar B'chalav. Two things are mutter, they come together, all of a sudden, they create an Isser. That's unusual. Usually you have two mutter things come together, and it's mutter plus mutter doesn't equal isser, right? Or other examples, motzi shemra is called a chiddush in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Why? Two punishments. The usual rule is one punishment. but lo kiyum shalem by motzi shemra. So that's what chiddush always means, as the Gemara says here. What would be the chiddush? The usual rule is that mezid does not bring a karban. Right, but here's an exception. Rashi points out here that it's not the only exception to the rule. There are a couple of other averas also that Rashi quotes. Bala shifcha, nazir shenitma, shvuas ha'edus. Right, three other examples, four altogether, that are chayiv a karban, even if there is mezid. So that's the Gemara's question. What is the halacha when the Torah says you're chayav a karban? Is that only if lo asrube, or is it even asrube? Ask the Rishonim, why wasn't this question asked in the previous parak? Right, we just said, Shua Sa'edis is also chayav a mezid. One of the four exceptions. Shua Sa'bigadna, Shua Sa'edis, Nazar Shenitma, and Abala Shivcha. Right, so why this same question could have been asked in the previous parak of Shua Sa'edis? Rashi says, on top, Afagav, the Gabi Shua Sa'edis, second line. Afagav, the Chayiv Nami, Mezik Shogeg, Leka, Libi Boy, Hach Baya. No, the Gemara didn't ask this earlier. Why? Mishum, De'en Hasra Zvadai, Bishua Sa'edis. Because then the Hasra would have been, tainted. It wouldn't have been a good Hasra. Right? If two Edom go and say to two other people, if you deny knowing testimony on so-and-so's behalf, so then you're going to be Chayav Karbon, right? Or Chayav Malkus. No, that's a Hasra Suffolk. Why? To me, Yodesh, and Yodon Lo Edus, V'yachol Hasra's Bo. They have no idea if these two people know Edus. By Pikadon, I know this item is in the guy's possession. I know he has so-and-so's watch. So I can give him I can give him Hasra, that if you deny this, then you're going to be chayev. But by edus, the edim that are giving the hasra have no idea if the edim that are getting the hasra know about the edus. And therefore, it would be hasra safek, and that's why the Gemara didn't ask it earlier. Tosfos and others aren't happy with Rashi's pshat. That's hasra safek. What do you mean? The edim never know. The edim don't have to know. It's the musra. It's the one who's getting the hasra needs to know. Who cares if the Edei Hasra need to know? If Edom give Hasra, you know, if you lie, right, or Tosfos quote, but Edom Zomin, right, there's a possibility the Gemara suggests in elsewhere that Edom Zomin would get Hasra, but there's no, the Gemara says, there's no time to give it. Maybe won't be Tokhti Dibur and they'll forget it, it seems to be a practical problem that you can't give it. But theoretically, you'd be able to give it. Do the Edom giving Hasra know whether the Edom Zomin are lying or not? No, it doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. So here too, ask Tosfos, ask the other Rishonim on Rashi. Why should it make a difference whether the Edom giving the Hasra know whether the Edom getting the Hasra know Edus or not? That doesn't make a difference. That doesn't make it Hasra Safek. Says Tosfos, the Einira, the Lochashiv Safek, Kiva de la Musra ain't Safek. The one getting the Hasra doesn't have a doubt. Right, when is there Hasra Safek? I'm not sure who my father is. Right, I was born 9 months after my mother got remarried, and three, she didn't wait the months of Havchana. So you don't know who your father is. That's a Safek to everybody. Right, or we had earlier in the Masechta. Right, remember those cases? I'm not going to eat cookie A if I eat cookie B. And then I ate the first cookie, so I'm not sure. I myself don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. So that's a suffix even to the one getting the Hasra. Right? So that's not called Hasra. To obey them zomini, avi tzrichi Hasra, avi masrina luhu, afagata masra boev ein yodim, ime mishakrim. So it has to give a different answer. Vaha, delo boy, hach baya b'shua se'edus. So, taka, why is it, didn't we ask this earlier in the earlier parak? Mishum, di'i efshar leida la'olam, ime mizidim, shicholomar shachachnu. Why? Because might it be called Hasra Safek? Or, separately, why is there a problem with Hasra? Because the Edim, we can never know for sure whether the Edim did the Aveira or not. They'll say, we swear that we don't know testimony on so-and-so's behalf. Maybe they forgot. Usually, what is Edim? Usually, Edim talk about something positive, something they saw, something they know. Here, they're testifying about something they don't know. So, if something they don't know, how could you ever be sure? They could say, we forgot. Then they wouldn't be chayiv, right? So that's why it didn't ask it earlier. We forgot we have the item in my pocket, right? I forgot I have the so-and-so, so what about Pikadon also? Why isn't there the same chash by Pikadon? So the Achronim get into the act of defend Tosfos. Some say, you know, if an event you might forget, having something in your rishus, more of a reason to remember. You have the guy's item in your rishus. Or you might even say, it is your responsibility to remember somebody else's item, especially if you're a nifkat, if you're a shomer. It's your responsibility. It's not my responsibility to remember everything I saw. I happened to see Reuven give Shimon money. Was I appointed an aide? Maybe not. But it's not my responsibility, right? As we had, Milsa de lo rami ele inish lavadaite, as we had earlier. But by pikadon, somebody else's item in my reshuts, it's my responsibility, and therefore, it is my, I should, remember it. There is a line in the Me'iri that has another chilek of pikadon and edis. V'yesh befarshim, says the Me'iri, after quoting Rashi's pshat. V'yesh befarshim, hatam, mipnei sheshvuas ha'edus ein ba ashara mifureshas. Ella imlo yagid v'nasavono ve'ein zu ashara ella onesh v'achar shakein lo hutzruch lakasva. Says the Meiri, there's no lo sase in the Torah beferish. Give that, don't deny edus. There's an isra of edus sheker, the opposite. That's in the Aseret Dibros. But here, as we pointed out in the previous parak, it just says if you don't testify v'nasavono. So is that going to get malchus? Doesn't say anywhere. Don't do it. Pishavar pen al or lo. It says, if you don't do it, then you're going to get malk. Then you're going to bear your sin. So this is something new. Again, so it's not focused on an avera or not. But the Chazon Ish writes, l'may nafka mina between all of these answers. No, is somebody pasul edus if they violate this iser? Is it an avera that inherently sheyesh bo malkus, but there's an inherent problem that you can't give the malkus because the hasra is problematic? Or it's not even an Avera that's Machayev Yumalkus in the first place. We know, Psul Edus, Edus Per Gyud in the Rambam, is if I do an Avera habitually, that's Chayev Malkus or worse. Right, so that's the rule. He says, Bezdin, Kares, Chayev Malkus or worse. So sometimes you have to figure out, is this an Avera that's Machayev Yumalkus that just don't get Malkus? What about Alav Sheba Maisa? What about Alav Nita Klase? What about all the Averas that you don't get Malkus for? Right, what about this case? Right? Is it an avera that should be mechayim malchus, but it can't because there's a problem, a technical problem? That's Rashi and Tosfos and others. Or maybe the Meiri is saying that it's not even an avera that's mechayevus bimalchus, and therefore I wouldn't be possible edus in that case. Okay. Either way, this is a couple of suggestions in the Tosfos. One final discussion. Again, there's a lot here on the top of this daf. Have a Gemara Kesubis, please. The Rishonim. We'll start with the Ritva. What's the Gemara's final suggestion? Maybe even if there is Hasra'a, you would not get Malkus. Maybe if there's a Hasra'a, you would only get Malkus. Or maybe if there's Hasra'a, you would get both. Malkus and a Karban. Says the Ritva. Again, it's Pasha, that's what the Gemara is saying. But the Ritva formulates it beautifully. Says the Ritva, Pirish, Delagabe Karban Shehula Gavoha, Lo darshinan iata machayvos de rishayos. Ritva says there's no kimlei b'drabimine by a karban. There's no kimlei b'drabimine by a chiyuv to Hashem. When is kimlei b'drabimine? Says the Ritva. Adin and Bezdin. Bezdin given two punishments. Then we say misa umamon, misa and malchus. Malchus and mamon maybe. The Torah says risha achas ata machayvos iata machayvos b'shem shtei rishayos. But when it comes to the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, avtuch even to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Right, I have to bring a karban and malchus. Malchus is to Hashem. Right, so says the Ritva, there's no kimlei b'drabimine there. And the stipler here in the Kehilas Yaakov in Simen Chafches quotes this Ritva and explains. L'zos nira d'zorch l'farish kavanas ha-Ritva. T'chiyev shehu l'kapara, shehu chiyev shenischayev l'gavoha, eno b'din shtei rishayos. Lo lios nitche b'bnei onesh acher, v'lo lidchos onesh acher. It doesn't push off. It doesn't get pushed off. Tahakra myri bahani rishayas amasuras labestin lahanisho v'lobamashuhu lobataras onesh eloloshem kapara. And therefore, he says that's the pshat, exactly how we just explained it based on this stipler. And he says, and that's what the Yerushalmi and Truma says. Quotes the Yerushalmi and Truma in Perek Zayin. Shnei dvarim misurin labestin atofes echad mehen yatsa davar shehu masur lashamayim. Right, that's the lasha, and you read that. Yerushalmi with the background of our Gemara and the Ritva, right? And it all comes to light. The Tzlach also, the Noda Behuda in Psachim also says, Hektish. If you have a Chi of La Hektish, there's no Kimlei when it comes to Midi de Hektish. That's the Tzlach in Psachim Adav Chavtes. Nir Lani Sadi B'Zed Dabar Chadash. Yish Chilik Bein Chayvi Mises to Petur Mitash Lumen Bein Chayvi Krisus. The Chulik talks about Rechumim and Akana a little bit, not for now. V'yomer Ani, Dechayvi Mises, Tepetur B'tashlumim, Mishim Dekimle V'dravimine, Lo Shayach B'midi Dehektish Shal Kedushas HaGuf, O B'Kedushas Bedak HaBayis, Shatashlumin Lashamayim. The Eich Yu Paturim Mitam Kibli Bidraminai. Hare Kol Kim Li Bidraminai Chai Bidine Shamayim. Kumasha Kosav Vesech Lamitsia. Vim Kane, Ain Shach, Liftar Mitashlumin, Shem Lashamayim. Right, there's always a Chiyiv Bide Shamayim. Who is he alluding to? He's alluding to the Yamshal Shlomo. The Marshal, a couple hundred years before the Tzlach, before the Nodbi Yehuda, the Tzlach. Yavshar Shlomo writes, right in the Sugyan, Baba Kama, in the sixth parak, we have all these Chiyuvim Latzei Sidei Shamayim. So the Gemara, the Tzlach there discusses, there's a Rashi there. What happens if somebody is Tofes? If I'm owed something, but Bez is not going to be Mechayev for some reason. If I go grab it, do I keep it? Is there a Chiyuv, but Bez is just not going to enforce it, or is there no Chiyuv at all? So there's a Rashi there in the beginning of the sixth parak in Baba Kama and the discussion in the Yamshar Shlomo there. The Yamshar Shlomo says there that here, the Ksos quotes this whole discussion. I wrote one of them. The Ksos in Simen Chafches, in Simen Sif Aleph, in Hilchas Edus quotes all of these sources, and he quotes from the Yamshar Shlomo there. He says, Venira, the Kolhecha, the Chayav Lossi de Shemayim, I Tafas, Mafkinon Mine. Usually, if you're Chayav Lossi de Shemayim, then, but Bezin is not Machayev it, you can't just go and grab it. You can't, you have to give it back. Kimle B'Dramimine is an exception. There, really, there's a Chi of Mamish. Bishlama Kimle Chayev, who rocked the law of Dina Nachumra. Hilkach, Hecha, the law of Dina Nachumra, Kon Shogig, O Belo Asra, O Bezvanazeb, Nuchalomer, Shasvar no Senes, and Tavas Lomafkinamine. Tasov Sov Chayev, who? But let's say it's Grumma Ben Izakin, or some type of other reason that it's only Chi of Lazi Shemayim. That shows a weakness. It's not just as being Nidche by another Chi of. And therefore, you wouldn't say tfiz tafas lo mafkinan, except here, by kimlei b'dirabine. But there are chiyuv in there, so too, if both chiyuvim are to Hashem, then they're to Hashem, and they have to be inflicted. Okay, weiter. So the Gemara asks this question. So what's the halacha by shuas hapikadon, if it's done b'mezid with hasra'a? Both, one, what's the halacha? Amar le tanina, did we learn it in a braisa? What's the brisa? Chamura heimena shuas hapikadon. The Gemara compare. The brisa compares shuas hapikadon with shuas ha'edus. Shechayavin. Again, we come in the middle of the brisa. Chayavin, or at least it's saying something unique about shuas hapikadon. Lo shuas hapikadon shechayavin as dona makos vashigasa asham bekesef shkalim. Right, your chayav on its mazed makos and on its shogeg a carbon. So mita karmel as dona makos by the fact that it says your chayav mazed makos michlal da asube. So let's be talking about a case of Asra, if you're getting Malkus. V'ka'amar Malkus in carbon low. And it says you're chayav Malkus for Mazid. And you're chayav carbon for Shogeg. So doesn't that show that if you do Malkus, if you get Asra, you're only chayav Malkus. And when the Torah says you're chayav a carbon, it's only without Hasra. Umay Chumra. And what is the Chumra then of Shua Sapikadon in this regard? That you're chayav Mazid, there are a lot of things that you're chayav Malkus on but Mazid. Right, and shogi carbon. Carbon a person would rather, right, bring a carbon than get malchus. Right, physical punishment is always lower on the totem pole. And therefore that is its chumra. People would rather bring a carbon. And here, b'mezid, they get malchus, not a carbon. Right, so that is why it is a chumra. But again, malchus is always something that people stay away from. It reminds us a little bit of the Gemara in Ksubis, right, where it talks about Hanani, Mishal, Vazaria. Gemara has the amazing line, the Lamed Gimel Amabez. Rav says, Il Mali Nagdua Lachanani Mishal Vazarya Palchul Salma. If Nebuchadnezzar would have whipped Hanani Mishal Vazarya, instead of throwing them into the fiery furnace, they would have given in and worshipped the Avodah Zarah. So Gemara says, and all of you showing him, wonder what is going on here. How is that possible? How is that possible? That, first of all, really? Is it really true? And number two, how is it possible that they would have? So, that's where Tosfos and the other Rishonim get into. Was it really Avodah Zarah? Rabbi Natam there says, Oslo Selam Lohai Avodah Zkochav and Mamish, Allah Asil Chvod HaMelech. And then the question is, then how were they most nefesh in the first place? All different answers given. But there is one day in the Siddur Kubetzas here that says, yes, punishment and pain and suffering never ending in some ways is worse than death. If they would have given unending, not just 10 malchus, just continuous lashes, right? They wouldn't have been able. That's one day at least in the Shema Kubetzas. So here too reminds us that you know carbon is always better than malchus, right? In people's minds, they don't want to get physically abused. Says the Gemara, "Who Rava Bar?" So what do we prove from that brisa? That mazid is only malchus and not a carbon. Armaluhu Rava Bar Isi Mantana Zadon Shuas Abikadon Lonitan La Kapara Rabbi Shimon. Okay, maybe that's true. but maybe that's only a das yachid. Maybe that's Rabbi Shimon's shita. Aval rabbanan karbanami maisi. Maybe the rabbanan would say you also bring a carbon. Maybe that's only Rabbi Shimon's shita, and not the rabbanan. Omelu Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says barmina dahi. No, don't give that shot. Right, leave that proof out. Right, it's not about malchus. See Rashi, Amalu Rav Kahana, what about halfway down? Lo tidchakuha lo ukma k'Rabbi Shimon. Right, don't push yourself into a difficult place and say this is Rabbi Shimon shita ubayanami lo tivshetua. But also don't say that you have a raya to your. Don't say it's only Rabbi Shimon, but don't think that this is a raya. This brisa can be reinterpreted. Da'ana tanina la, I learned it v'yachi tanina la. This is how I understood the brisa. Echad zdona ve'echad shigagasa asham bekesav shkalim. Really, I have a different version of the brisa, says Rav Kahana. Right, both bezin and shogeg are chayav a karbon. So what's the chumrah? The brisa is trying to reflect the chumrah nature. Well, my chumrah, dilu hasam chatas bas danka v'hacha asham bekesav shkalim. Karbon asham is worth more. Right, minimum requirement of how much it's worth is more. It's kesav shkalim. Right, it's not just a danka, which is a little bit, and therefore. That is its chumrah. V'ligmar mina. Why don't you learn from it? Why don't you learn from to prove from there that you bring a karbon and you don't get malchus? Learn it the other way, right? It mentions karbon here. Vilma de la asra. No, maybe that's the case talking about without asra. With asra, maybe you'd get malchus instead. Also, but either way, it's no raya from that brisa. If it just says karbon, maybe it is without hasra. Tosfos in Krisus on Daf Yud. Tosfos says, when it says Bazdanka, it says, because on a Daraisa level, the Karban Chatas has no shear. Midrabanan, the Rabbanan said, you know, you should have a minimum amount to the Karban Chatas. But really, Daraisa, not. Says Tosfos. Tadakamar v'chulu v'chulu, avo bepacho sagi, hadakamar keves b'sela, regilus ushokoneo b'sela l'mitzvah m'namuvchar, avo bepacho sagi, avo asham, tzorach kesef shkolim, to be Daraisahu. Aval chatas de oraisa in lashir. Rak mi derabanan. V'lakach mitzvah l'chachila b'sela. Right, we have that by other contexts as well. That, you know, mi daraisa, there's no shir. The rabbanan came up with the shir. Right, hafarsha truma. Meiser is meiser from the word eser, a tenth. Right, but when it comes to truma, right, truma, there's no shir. 1/40th, 1/60th, 1/50th, 1/60th, right, that was all the different midos of the nosne truma. But on a daraisa level, there's no shir. We mentioned often the Tosfos Rid in Kiddushin and the Noda Yehuda, that even though the Torah says that, and that's true, but no shir is only to remove the status of tevel. To be yotze the mitzvah of Nesinas Truma, even on a daraisa level, you need more. That's not in the Gemara, Beferish. That's the Tosfos Rid in Kiddushin, Daf Nun Ches, I think, right? And the Noda Yehuda, who says, I never heard of anybody say this, but he didn't have a Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid says it. When the Gemara says, Chita Achas Poteres Esakri, be medayik in that Lashon. It doesn't say, Chita Achas Mekayim Mitzvahs Nesinas Truma. It's Poteres Esakri. But the language by Truma is Nason Titain, Kedei Nesina. Kedei Nesina is a significant amount, and therefore, it's not just a tiny amount. That's the Chiddush of the Tosfos Rid and the Noda Yehuda. But Midar Pashtus is, on a Daraisa level, that there's no shear there. Just like here, Tosfos says, increase the stuff you, that there's no shear on a Daraisa level, how much the other carbonates are going to be worth, except for Asha. Lishna Achrina, different version, Tashma, Ein Chayavin, so this is not really a Lishna Achrina, it's a different part of the Gemara, but that's why some say that Lishna Achrina shouldn't be in the Gemara. Either way, Tashma, Ein Chayavin al Shigagasa, another Braisa, you're not Chayav on its Shogeg. Mahin chayavin al zdona asham pekesef shkolim. So my la b'da asurbe isn't that b'da asurbe because it says right. Oh, shouldn't we say what's your chayav on its basis? Your chayav the asham. So maybe this is asurbe and therefore this is a raya that you bring a carbon and no malchus. Hakanami to lo asurbe. Who says maybe it's talking about a case of lo asurbe? So again, it's not shayach relevant to our question. Tashma, try again. Lo imamarta bin nazir tamei. So again, it's not 100% clear what this brisa is talking about. It's contrasting a nazir tamei to shua sabikadon. But we don't know exactly which direction it was going in beforehand. But either way, we don't have to know that to understand the next line. So lo imamarta bin nazir tamei shkein loke. A nazir tamei gets malchus. Tomar b'shua sabikadon she'ena loke. Shua sabikadon doesn't get malchus. So one second, if we're in the world of Malchus, there must have been Hasra. Mitaka'amar loka mechal da asurbe. Alright, if we're talking about Malchus, then there must have been Hasra. Vika'amar tomar b'chua sabikadon she'ena loka. Aval karben maisi. So, we have a raya. right? This is a brayso that's obviously where there was hasra, and it says only karban, no malchus. So the Gemara says, no, no raya, maybe no malchus doesn't mean no malchus. Maybe no malchus means malchus is not enough. My eno loke de eno niftar ba malchus. Eno loke means don't think that malchus is going to finish the job. Eno niftar ba malchus. Mechlad anazir tamei niftar ba malchus. What? So what's the contrast? That anazir tamei, it's enough. It is enough. That's not true. Hakarban karban ksibbe. Anazir asabrin karbanus. So it's the same thing. So what's the difference between anazir tamei? The brayso says anazir tamei schayim malchus. Karban shvuos eidah says not. So we say, oh, that means it's not enough. Anazir is also not enough. Says the Gemara, no. It is enough for a Nazir Tameh. The Karban serves a different purpose. It's not part of the Onesh. Hasam de Maisi Karban, ki hechi de techa alei Naziris Batara. There the Karban's for a different reason. The Karban is so you could start again. The Naziris Batara is not part of the Onesh, right? Is it more connected to what was or what will be? The Gemara is saying the Karbanas that a Nazir Tameh brings is to restart, not just to remove the Naziris of Tumah. Right? We had a similar discussion, if you remember earlier, way back in the first parak, we had, we're trying to figure out are certain, Averos considered within certain Karbanas. We had this on Daf Zion or Ches. I don't remember exactly which Daf. Chesam and Aleph. Right? It says there. So how do you know, certain Averos are included in the Seir of Yom Kippur. Maybe it's Yoledes, maybe it's Mitzorah, maybe it's this. So Mitzorah, the Gemara also said there. The Karban, the Nega is the Kapara. The Karban is just to let him eat Kachim, let him come into the Beis HaMikdash. So again, the Karbanos that are Mechuyev in certain situations, always have to know exactly what the purpose for those Karbanos are. So this question that we asked is not answered. Right? It's a Baya de lo Ifshita. By the Lifshita, we don't know if by Shuas Habikadon with Hasra'a, what is the halacha. The Sefer HaChinuch says, B'meizid is Malchus. Sefer HaChinuch says that in Reish Chavav, and the Menchas Chinuch points out, it doesn't seem like the Rambam holds like that. Right? Where does the Chinuch get this from? That's a good question. But in Reish Chavav, the Sefer HaChinuch says that if the over aleh am I amazed? This is about shlo nishpa l'sheker, right? And over am I amazed? Loke v'davka beidam asra kamoshi yadua b'chol hamitzvus v'mshogeg chayav lavi karban alav yored v'chayam obshuas bitui. But then in the where's the Minchas Chinuch line here? The Minchas Chinuch in Aleph, he discusses that he's not exactly sure whether this would apply to Shuas HaPikadon, whether this is the Avera, right, of Shuas HaPikadon. So, but maybe there's a chilek between Mushra Mipi Atzmo, Mushra Mipi Acherim. Interesting suggestion the Menchas Chinuch gives, but either way, Lamaskana, it is not clear. Good. Amrua Rabbana Kamei de Rabba, Amar Lahu, Michlal Dechi Lo Asrube Ve'ika Edim Mechayiv. So these Rabbana, we started off today's shir with all these rabbis, right, who learned Mesech HaShuas Be Rabba. So they had this whole discussion. So now they ask Rabba, Amar Lahu, he says to them, Michlal, after they quote this whole discussion, it's Mashma, Dechi Lo Asrube, if they were not warned, right, they didn't get Asra, V'ika Edim Mechayiv, right, if they were not warned, and there are Edim, so then he would still be Chayiv a Karban, if there are Edim that he has the item. Is that depends if they gave Asra or not, right? If there were Edim, so then he would be Chayiv a Karban. But one second. If there are Edim that he has so-and-so's item, do you really need his Hoda'a? Does that really accomplish anything? There are two witnesses that know that could come to court tomorrow and say, you have so-and-so's thing, pay him. So his Kfira or Hoda'a really doesn't make a difference. So what's that called in Halacha? Where my Hoda'a or Kfira really is meaningless because there are Edim sitting on the side anyway? Ask the Gemara, Kfira is Dvarim Ba'almahu. Right? That's a Kfira that doesn't accomplish anything. Right? Because there are Edim. So, why should I be Chayav a Karban? Right? What did I do wrong? Okay, I lied. But my lie really didn't accomplish anything. Alma Kasava Rabba. So the fact that Rabba made that statement, what do you see? Hakofer b'mamon, sheyeshalav Edim Pater. The fact that he's bothered by that means, if I'm kofer in mamon, that there are Edim on that the money he owes all the money anyway, I should be Pater. That's why he's bothered. He's bothered. This is Kfiras Dvarim Ba'alma. Why should you be Chayav a Karban? Right? It doesn't accomplish anything. Right, look at Rashi, last couple of skinny lines in Rashi. Michlal, dipshitale, Right? He thinks it's obvious. Chilo asrubei hanisadi to mechayev karbon. V'yalvagav diyadi hanisadi shuchayev lo. V'yamay mechayev. V'halo toelo kfiraso. His kfira won't accomplish anything because what, he'll deny it, then Edom will come and say he owes it. So what good was his denial? V'yal karchach yishalim. Nimsa shekviris dvarim ba'almahu. And therefore, Rabba assumes Rabba's whole hashkafa in having this problem is that if it's a kviras dvarim, somebody's kofar b'mamon, sheish lav edim, one would be pater from a karban. Right? That is Rabba's shita. So now, for the next couple of cases, we're going to try to figure out if we could prove that one way or the other. Amalei Rav Chanina l'Rabba, Tanya d'masayeh lecha. I'll try to bring a brisa that supports you that, again, if my kfir wouldn't have accomplished anything, then you're not chayav the karban. The denial, prat lamodel echem and achim, ol echem and ashutfim. Right? What is, if I deny, by Shuas Epikadon, that excludes if I was modet to one of the partners involved. If I was modet partially, then there's no Shuas Epikadon. Right? Rashi says, sheish lo chelek b'mamon zeh, ukshetavo hu ha'achasheni kafar. One of them I admitted to, one of them I denied. So that's not chayav Shuas Epikadon. V'nishba al sheker, prat lelove b'shtar ulelove b'edim. Right? I lied, I swore, that excludes if there is proof that I owe the money. If I swore that I don't know, that I don't owe, but I have a shtar that says I do owe. I swear that I don't owe, and there are edim, right? That I do owe, right? So, isn't that, that's a raya rabba to you, right? Says Rav Chanina, rabba, this is a price, that's a raya to you, because it's beferish. So, all my lay rabba answers the amazing intellectual honesty of rabba. He just quoted him a brisa as a support. Rabba says, you know what? It's great. I thank you very much, but it's not a raya machrachas from that brisa. Imi shumha lo tesayan. Right? If that is the brisa, so then I don't think it's a proof because ba'omer lavisi velo lavisi be'edim. It could be what he said there is that I did borrow. I just didn't borrow. If he would have said, you know, I didn't borrow at all, then maybe there would be. Kfiras dvarim would be mechayev karbon. Problem here is he admitted. He admitted that he borrowed, right? But he said, I didn't borrow in front of Edim, Lolavisi Edim. That's where he lied. Lavisi, Lolavisi Bishtar. Right? That's where, and that's the case that maybe is excluded from the Torah. But not the general case of total kfira. Mimai, how do you know that might be the case talked about in the Braisa? Midiktani, v'ki cheshba, prat lamode le'echad min ha'achim, o le'echam min ha'shutfim. So one second. Hai le'echam min ha'achim echidami. So what does it mean that you admitted to one of the brothers and you denied to one of the brothers? If it's that there's 100 that the brother, you owe the brothers 100, 50 to each. So you admitted 50 to one and denied 50 to the other. So that's not called a hodah. Right, there's a full kfira on the other half. That should be a regular case of kfira. It should be chayav a karbon. Right, that, well, why would that be excluded from the pasuk? Elalav da amrilei. No, this is the case where they said to him, mitarvenon yazaft. You borrowed from both of us. V'yama lohu, lo. Michad minayichu yazfi. I borrowed from one of you. Tahavi le kfiras dvarim ba'alma. So that's kfiras dvarim, because there are edim that he borrowed. And that's the case in the borrowing from the brothers. Umi deresha kfiras dvarim, sevenami kfiras dvarim. And since that line of exclusion in the brisa is kfiras dvarim, the achen and shutfim line, so to the other line. See the way Rabba says, that's not a raya to me. I believe in what I say. Kfiras dvarim, if my kfir wouldn't accomplish anything because there are edim, I wouldn't be chayav a karbon. But, you know, that brisa might not be talking about the classic case, and therefore, there is no raya in that regard. Good. There's a question here. The rush here has an arichus. You know, how is it that the kfira happens? Could one of the brothers come and be toveya on behalf of the other brother? It gets a little bit into our sugyas of shlichus and harshah. Is it better if you already have a stake in part of it? Right, that's a discussion, and the Ramah discusses it in Choshemish, but also in Siman Ayin Zayin. Siman Chova Kitot Balabayas Chomer Nizira. Tashma, we continue. So we're trying again to prove this sugya. Eino chayev al shegagasa umao chayev, the brisa that we quoted earlier. You're not chayev on its shogeg. Umao chayev al zdona ashtam bekesav shkalim, if you were amazed. If you were shogeg totally. That's what the Mishnah said. Total shogeg, that's an ones bishvua. You're putter. But what is the, but if you're chayev al zdona, you're chayev a karban asham. So my lav zadon edim. What do you mean zadon? Doesn't this mean that even if edim know about it, you're amazed because edim know about it? And therefore, this is a brisa that is against Rabbah, because this Braisa says you're chayiv a karban even where Edim know about it, and therefore it is a kfiris mamon, that's b'chayiv you a karban. Lo, zadon atzmo, no, it's a case where you know about it. You amazed it, nothing to do with Edim. Tashma, try again. So now we bring in Shvuas Ha'edus, because we're assuming that the principle of kfiris mamon being b'chayiv or not would be the same. So even though this is about not about our context, we bring it in. Hayula, hayushte, we have this already. Hayushte kita edim. If there were two groups of witnesses, and I go to one and say, testify on my behalf, and they swear I don't know any testimony. So kafar harishon biacharka kafar hashniya shtei in chayavos. They're both chayiv. Either one of them could have gotten you the money, and therefore they're chayiv. So we have this already earlier. Bishlama shniya to chayiv. I understand the second group. Once the first edim deny, so then there's only one group left. So if they deny, you lose. So I understand why the second group is chayev in carbon shuas ha'edus. Bishlam hashniyah t'chayev t'ha kafra lakat rishona. The first one's out of the picture. El rishona amay mechayva. But the first one, why? Why are they chayev? Hakay mashniyah. Right, the second one is still around. Right, so why would the second one, why would the first one be chayev? It must be Rashi on top. It must be that even though my kfira didn't accomplish anything, because you still have two other witnesses, right? This is a different type of kfira, but still, the common denominator is that it doesn't accomplish anything, and still, you chayv a karbon, right? So isn't this a raya against Rabbah, kfira's dvarim, my kfira that doesn't accomplish anything is b'chayiv? So Gemara gives the answer that we gave earlier. Amar Ravina, no, hachamay eskinan gocha isa shnia, b'shas kfira's arishona, right? At the time when the first one denied, the second one was not in a state to give testimony. Krovim and Shoseyan, or Shoseyan Gosasos, they were related by their wives. We had a machlokas earlier. Doesn't mean they were related to each other, related to the Toveya. And their wives were Gosasos. So, meaning they were about to die. So what, that's the Chiddush. Well, the Tamer Rov Gosin Lamisa. You might say that Rov Gosin Lamisa, and therefore you could already consider them not related. And therefore, the first Edim should not be chayiv because there's a second group. Kamash Balan, Hashtamiyas Chayinin of Aloshkivi. Kamash Balan, that's the Chiddush. No, they're alive right now. Yes, Rov Gosis and Lamisa in the future, but they're alive right now, and therefore there's only one group, and that's why you're chayiv. So it is a kfira, it's not a kfira's dvarim, right? That doesn't have an effect, right? That's talking about a case where it would have an effect. What's the Kamash Balan? Right, the Sharm Sian Balachi here has a whole list. This Kamash Balan is not saying, Kamash Balan, you don't say Rov Gosin Lamisa. No, it's not. We do hold Rov Gosin Lamisa. The Kamash Balan is, Kamash Balan, even though you say that, we still say this. And he quotes 10 different places in Shas, we have that type of Kamash Balan. Often the Kamash Balan undoes the Havamina. You might have thought this, Kamash Balan, don't say that. But other times you have Kamash Balan, even though that's true, but still this is the Halacha. Right? Even though Rov Gosin Lamisa, this is the Halacha. Meaning right now, they're considered alive. Right, if the Gosis is not here, we might be Machmir Mishnei Atzadim. Right, the Rambam discusses in a few places about the halacha of Gosis. The Rambam, for example, Nuchas Trumos. What about if a woman is an Ashes Kohen and her husband was a Gosis and she has no idea, you know, whether she could eat Truma or not? So the Rambam says, Tes Gimel, Hinichu Bala Gosis, Bimedina Acheres, Bein Shaisa Kohenes Ashes Yisrael, O Yisraelis Ashes Kohen, Lo Tochal. Either way, she can't eat. Right? Because she doesn't know if she's going back to her father's house, she doesn't know if she's still an Ashes Kohen. She Rov Gosis in Lamisa. Right? Rov Gosis in Lamisa. So I don't know. So, if there is a Goseis, he's treated like a live person, but we do say Rov Goseis in Lamisa, and therefore if you're not sure, Besafik, right? Or the Rambam and Ilchas Gerishin. Also, Vav Chavches, Hamevi Get, V'niach Baal Chole, Oshaya Zakein, Nodel B'chazon Shukayim. If he was Chole, you assume he's alive. Avalo Menichu Goseis, Rov Goseis in Lamisa. V'yalo B'shen Nasu La, Hariza Safik Gerishin, Shein Gelach Hamisa. You don't know. You don't know what what it is. Says the Mari Kirkus has a nice lashon here. Mari Kirkus here in Hilchas Trumos. He says, "Go say slow, klomar she'eno becheskas chayim mikol makom gam eino becheskas meis." There's no chazaka by a go says. There's no cheskas chayim anymore, but there's still no cheskas meis. It's not a vadai. The chashina lemiyut go says it. Davi miyuta de shchiyach ubemilsa de yisura chashina lebenos alav gam chumre chayim. So go says we are machmir in all the directions because we don't know. What about also the Gemara talks about and the Mefarshim talk about? What about sending a karban? Somebody sends a karban, a chatas. You don't know if they're still alive or not. What if they were a go says? You're allowed to be mak of the karban. Ein chatas, ein kapar lamesim. Again, in all these contexts, we know, we treat a goseis as alive. That's what we discussed back on Daf Lamed Gimel. We discussed all the sugyas of goseis and the Mesechas Machos and the others. But he's, the person is in the middle if he's a goseis in terms of what we assume happened. Good. Tashma, let's try again. Try again to prove this, this issue of Kviras Mamon. Baal Habayis Shetontain is Ganav Bipikadon. Tontain is Ganav. Right? That's where Shuas Bipikadon comes up in Baba Kama. I have an item of yours and I deny it. I say it was stolen. Tontain is Ganav. I'm sorry, I was supposed to be watching your thing, but it was stolen. And it ended up that I stole it. Vinishba, I swore that it was stolen. Vahoda, then I admit. Ubo Edom, and then Edom come afterwards. So what's the halacha? Im ad shelo bo edim hoda, if I admitted before the edim come, mishalim karen chomesh v'asham. That's the classic case. Ashuas habigadon. I admitted, so I'm chayev all three. Karen chomesh and asham. V'im misha bo edim hoda, but if first edim come that I admitted, then it's too late. Right? I don't pay chomesh. Chomesh is only based on my admitting. Here the edim came and said, hey, it's in your room. So misha bo edim hoda, mishalim tashlum kefel. I pay kefel because I'm a ganav. That's the chiddush of toin tainas ganav. We treat the toin tainas ganav like a ganav, right? Major, big chidushim, even if you stole it. But if you said toin tainas avad, toin tainas gazlan, you might not, that you don't treat that, you don't pay kefel. Or even treat it like a, tainas ganav, even though it was nigrav. Okay, but that's a big baba kama sukya. But if the edim come, you pay kefel, ve'asham, and you're chayv an asham, right? There's no chomesh, right? Because only mamon ham, if there's no kefel, do you pay chomesh. Gemara Baba Kama, Rashi quotes, Mamon HaMishtalim Berosh, Moshe of Chomesh. But what do you see here? If Edom knew about it, if you got there before the Edom, you're Chayav a Karbon. And even if not, you're Chayav the Karbon. Right, so 1 minute. Isn't this a Kfiras Mamon? Because Edom knew about it. So why should he be Chayav a Karbon? So Achanami, Kidder Avina. No, maybe the case was that the Edom at the time when you were Modeh or you were Kofar were related to each other. Right, so therefore they weren't Edom yet. So at that time, you were Chayav at that moment. Amalei Ravina Larvashi Tashma, try again. Chamura mimena shuas habikadon, shechayavan alzona makos vashigasa asham bekesav shkalim. Again, we quoted this before. Shuas habikadon, mezid is makos, shogeg is kesa is asham. Mitakamar loke michladi ike edim. If he gets makos, it must be that there are edim here that knew about it, that gave the hasra. Vikamar shigasa asham bekesav shkalim. And again, he says, you're going to be chayav a carbon here. So edim know about it. Amalehu Rav Mordechai bar minadahi. Don't bring me that as a raya. Why? Because, remember, we already said that Brisa might be faulty. We have a different version of the Brisa. Tiha Amar Luhu Rav Kahana, Anot Taninala, Fachi Taninala, Echazon of Echashikatak, Asham, Kesav Shkalim. Rav Kahana said he has a different version of the Brisa, that it's all Asham, and therefore the case is not a case where there are Edom. Period. Tashma, again, quoting all these Brises that we quoted on Amar Alf. Loma Marta Manazar Tami, Shekin Loke, Tamar Bishuza, Bikadon Shein Loke, Sehechi Dami. What's the case here? Where Nazar Tame, Yerchai Malkus, Shuas Abikadon, you're not. Ida leka edim amai loke. If there are no edim, you wouldn't get malchus. Elapshita de ika edim. Vikatani Torah Shuas Abikadon Shein aloke. Milkahu de lalaki aval carbon mysi. So again, raya, that even if edim know about it, you're going to be chai of the carbon. Kasha on Rabba, Tiufta, the Rabba, Tiufta. So that you can't get out of. Right? It says you don't get malchus, but you're chai of the carbon. So this is a brisa against Rabba. Number one. Part two, Rabbi Yochanan argues on Rabbah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, HaKofer B'mamon, Sheishal Avedim Chayiv. Right? No problem. If you're Kofer B'mamon, even if there are Edim out there that know about it, even if my Kfira won't accomplish anything because, you know, the Edim might come tomorrow, I'm still Chayiv a Karbon. B'shtar Pater. But if I denied what's written in a shtar, that's worse. And I wouldn't be Chayiv a Karbon in that case. The question is, why not? Right before, and we say we put them together. Both of them are Rayas. So Amar, if Papa my time with Rabbi Yochanan, Edim avidi demaisi, shtar hamanach. Edim might die, they might not ever come. And therefore, maybe my kfir will accomplish something. But shtar here is a shtar. Right? What's going to happen to a shtar? Says the Gemara, Malay Rav Huna Bar Rav Yishol, Papa, shtar anami avidimir, guess it could get lost. Right? What do you mean? Edim might die, shtar could get lost. Ella, Amar, Rav Huna Bar Rav Yeshua, totally different reason. Hainu time with Rabbi Yochanan. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say that there is no chiv carbon? If you deny something that's written in a shtar, mishum da'avile shtar shibud karkaos. Vein mivian karbon al kvira shiba karkaos. Remember, in many different sugyas, whenever kark is involved, there's no shua. Right? Though there's other halachas don't apply. Ona'ah and other things. Kark is excluded. You don't bring a karbon on kvira shiba karkaos. So if you deny something in a shtar is a, is a symbol of the shibud on the karka of the person who's mechuyev, and therefore denying that is a denial of karka. The Rishonim all here ask, starting with Tosfos, Reb Yochanan from elsewhere we know holds to the principle of shibud daraisa, meaning even without a shtar on a fundamental level, right, the properties of the borrower are connected, are meshubid, are leaned, are earmarked to the malve, even without shtar. So we only say shtar because of pseudo de lakuchos, lest they call. But if you say fundamentally shibud daraisa, then you should, every type of shibud is connected to karka. Not just with a shtar. Midr abanan, okay, you're right, we knocked it out. But from a milva alpeh. But really, ask Tosfos. Tosfos says, in Ein Mevi and Tema, Rabbi Yochanan Gufa is Islei B'Sof Baba Basra, Shibud Daraisa, Filu Mil Val Peh. Hecha Mishkachas Ol Shuaz Eil Shuaz Bikadon. How do you ever have the case? So Tosfos says, you're right. Unbelievable. Ukimtas. Tosfos says, in all these cases, right, last line of Tosfos, Tzarech Lomer Dali Bey Mishkachas Kishemachal HaShibud. Only if there was Mechila on the Shibud. That's the only way that you'd be chayv karbonis in all of these cases. Because fundamentally, if you deny a shibud, it's a denial of a shibud karka. So Rabbi Yochanan would have to say, if you hold shibud daraisa, it's only if there's mechila on the shibud. The Tosfos Rosh says, it's only if he doesn't have any karka. Doesn't have any karka. Again, all these are dinim daraisa that we're having a nukimta about. Says the Ritva, fundamental answer. No ukimta. Once the Rabbana knocked it out, then it's not called a shibud. Right? This isn't just a din de oraisa and whether you're mekayim a mitzvah or not. This is about a shibud, a connection of the property. Once the Rabbana knocked it out based on hefker, bezdin hefker, says Ritva, you could view it, even if you hold shibud de oraisa, you could view it if it's not a milveh al pishtar, as if there's no shibud. And therefore, it's not a shibud karka. That's the Ritva. Kivan de mida araisa, ikud shibud karkos. Vupata mi karban, hechi chayv karban. That was the question, I'm sorry. Mishut takada de rabbanan. Right, if there's a shibud karka, de hachulin la azara kamaisi. Right, it's not just this question that we're dealing with is a very serious question. If you're not chayv a karban, you can't just bring a karban. Vyesh lomar, here it is. Tekiva de mida rabbanan, leka shibud karkos, ve hefker bezdin hefker. Ha havile bishas kfira, kfires metaltalin. Va torah chiva karban. Al kol shebishas kfira hi kfiris metaltalin. Umidaraisa nami mechuyev karban hashta. Vizebarur. We always have to say zebarer when he's, maybe it's not so barer. But that's what the Ritva is very emphatic about this. Again, it goes into the sugya of the Rabbanans affecting daraisas. But here, this is starts off, it's a, you might say, what do you mean? This isn't hefker bezen hefker, this is zichus karbanos. This is isser v'heter. The answer is at root, it's shibudim. So at root, it starts off with the dini mamanis. Once they redefine the mamanis, that has an application and a major result in zichus karbanos. But that's Tosfos' answer. Tosfos Arash, ain lo karka, and the Ritva's answer. About once the Rabbana knocked it out, it's knocked out. Amazing. Okay, let's finish up this section. Itmar, mashbia ede karka. So we alluded to this earlier in the Masechta. What if somebody is mashbia ede karka? By edus, right? Somebody denies shuas edus. They deny knowing edus for karka. Pligi Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar. Chadam rachai v'chadam rapater. This time Rabbi Yochanan dam rapater. Why? Because that's what we just said. Midam Rabbi Yochanan akover b'mam v'sheishel av edam chai v'pishtar pater. Uktarafune b'red Rabbi Yeshua testayim. Isn't Rabbi Yochanan's reason of kfira because it's karka? Therefore he must say, mashbi ede karka is pater. Period. Omli Rabbi Yirmila Rabbi Avahu. Lame Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar b'plukted Rabbi Eliezer Rabbana kamiflagi. Maybe this machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar by mashbi ede karka is really machlokas Rabbi Elazar Rabbanan who argue about the principle of karka nigzelis or karka ainan nigzelis. Maybe that's the root of the machlokas. Ditan, the Mishnah says in Baba Kama, or Ditanya, Hagozal sadame chaver v'shatva nahar, I steal a field from my friend, meaning I bully you off the field, and then the field gets flooded. Do I have to pay you for the field? Right? Chayalamalo sada divre belezer. Belezer says, yes, because now the field's in your rishus, karka nigzelis, halachically, and therefore you stole it, you have to pay him. V'cham omrim lo, no, omer lo arei shechol fanecha. What do you mean? It would have happened to you also. Here's your field back. V'yamrina b'maika miflagi, the machlokas is based on Rebbe Eliezer darash ribuye umiyute, Rabbanan darash yiklali uprati, where Rebbe Eliezer darash ribuye umiyute, and that always includes more. In cases of of Shua Sebikad. The Pekichesh Bamiso, Riba. Pepikad on Obsumas Yad, those are Metaltalin, Miet. Omi Kolashe Yishava, Chazava Riba. Riba, Omiet Veriba. So what do we include? Riba Ako. Umay Riba, Riba Kalmili. You include everything. Umay Miet Miet Shtaros. Rabbazar only excludes Shtaros. But at root, why is it included? Because of Karka, Nigzelis. And therefore, your denial is considered a denial. The Rabbanan Darshi Klali Uprati. The Rabbanan Darshi in the more limited way. The Kiyachesh Bamiso Klal. Vivikad Abzumas Yad, Ogoza, Obagaza, Prat. O Mikalashe Yishava Alav, Chazar Vaklal. Chazar, Klal Uprat, Uklal. Yeta Dun Elakein Aprat. It has to be similar to the Prat. Ma Prat, Mefurish, Davar, Mitalta, Vagufa, Mamon. Just like the items that are the examples given in the Torah of Shvu, of denying by Pikadon are movable items and inherently value, Gufa Mamon, Avkol Davar Mitalta Gufa Mamon, Yatsu Karkos, Shein Metaltalin, Yatsu Avadim Shukshul Karkos, as we always say, Yatsu Shtaros, Shtaros are excluded, Shalva Bisha Metaltalin and Gufa Mamon, all these are excluded. So, this Machlokas, whether Karka is included in the denials. That's Gufa the Machlokas. Manda Machayev Kerb Eliezer, Manda Patek Rabbanan. Isn't this a parallel Machlokas Tanam to the Machlokas Amoroim? The Gemara says no. Omer Le Lo, Manda Machayev Kerb Eliezer. You're right. The one that says Chayev, right, that is Rev Huna, right, the other, Reb Elazar, right, the one that says Chayev, Reb Elazar, is like the Shita that includes it also here. Umanta Patar, he could go both ways. Armal Chabaha, if you look at Reb Elazar Modi, Reb Elazar might be Modi here, Drachmana Amar Mikol, Velo Hakol. So it's still an exclusionary word. You might exclude Karki here anyway, based on a special Xeris HaKasif. Either way, Tosas here discusses Garmi. Well, we're not out of time for that right now. But again, this is a major topic. There is a Chashuk Yechemeh that's mentioned here and mentioned on tomorrow's daf. Again, the next two dafim will be put up from the last cycle. So I'll just mention this now. Really, it's on tomorrow's daf. Also, we have cases of machlokes between parties of you owe me, you don't owe me. Following case, there was a boy that walked into a hat store and he wanted to buy a hat. So he bought the hat. So the guy who's helping him try on the hat, he said, okay, just go pay the person by the cashier over there. So it was a seat by the cashier. So he goes over to the cashier and, he pays him, gives him money. He walks out. At the door, there's a guy who checks the receipts. Some stores have that. Check the receipts. He said, where's your receipts? I didn't get a receipt. So go back, get a receipt. He didn't give me a receipt. Says, go back, get a receipt. He goes back and he realizes that the guy who was sitting in the cashier seat was just another customer. Right? The cashier went out for something and it was another customer. The guy gave him money, he took it, he left. Right? And that's it. They saw on the video screen, right, that so the question is now, who's chayef? Is the guy at fault for paying somebody? Is the guy, is it just a ganav? Or is it his yet? He did a kinyan on the hat or not? So at the end of the day, he says, if it's a store that always gives receipts, he shouldn't have left without the receipt. And he should have known that there's something funny going on here if he just took the money in and didn't give him the receipt. And therefore, ha-bachur lo dorsh mi kapoi kabala yadol ha-tachtona. Vaitzorach lavin sha-kupoi mistchazeh. Okay, either way. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, Shia was responsible for Shleim, Eliezer Baruch, Ben Bina, and Hashem will continue in a couple of days.